Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and this is Lilydale Radio. And this is my show where people can come and chat with my special guests. I like to have a different topic every week, and we cover something new and have different vantage points that come on the show from people here in Lilydale. And today, we're very blessed to have with us Judith Rochester. Thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm really looking forward to being here with you and spending time talking about spirit guides and teachers.
That's our topic.
Our favorite.
Right?
It is. One of our favorites.
Our favorite things to talk about.
Yeah.
Spirit guides and teachers and how they're working with us and how they help us in our lives.
Yeah.
So we're going to be covering a lot of that today. I do want to let people know that there is a call-in number. If you want to ask questions at all, you can call us. And the call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And so if you're wanting to view this on Facebook, you go to Willa White Medium. And you can also check out things on my website at willowhite.com. You can listen in on blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio and find us that way. You can listen to the archive shows. That's an audio-only vantage point. The Facebook I leave up on my page, you can view that and view those in the archives of my Facebook page. And with our guest here today, Judith Rochester, she has been a mediumship development teacher for many years, as long as I've been a medium and longer. So many, many years, and
yeah.
She's one of my mentors and really a delightful person. And you've written books, and you are an amazing woman. Tell them a little bit about you.
One book,
but other things you've written too. tell us a little bit about Judith before we talk about spirit guides.
Okay. Well, I came to Lilydale because I wanted to be a medium, and not because I was wanting to communicate with my own spirit loved ones, but to communicate with my spirit guides and teachers. It was puzzling at first, and then I found my way. And that was because I had had communications with them. And I think what's part of my life, what has meaning for me, is when I connected to them, just at first, just to a divine light, just to their shining presence, it opened me to another dimension, to the real world.
Yes.
Like the world of infinite life, of joy, of goodness. And I think that was my search all my life in different ways. So I went into, I was a teacher, thought I was wanting to pursue, go back to school to pursue literature, which I started to do, and discovered philosophy,
mm-hmm.
Greek philosophers. And they opened me to that same message, that wisdom is exploring what lies behind the appearances of things.
Yes.
That brings order and meaning
to
life.
The unseen.
So my search, I would say, looking back through marriage, having children, traveling, studying, then being at the university teaching, and all of that is part of the same search,
mm-hmm.
search for truth.
Yes, the search for truth.
So I think that really defines who I am in a kind of objective way, but also in a way that touches my heart, my soul,
mm-hmm.
that's still who I am.
Absolutely. And that's something that shines from you.
Well, thank you.
In the work that you do. And for those of you who don't know, Judith has a development circle. She did retire for a number of years, and we all missed her dearly. And now she's doing the circle again for the last couple of years. She's
mm-hmm.
back
mm-hmm.
doing Friday night circle, and that's at what time
at
is that?
Seven. Yep. Seven to nine.
Seven
in,
to nine. And
the
usually
assembly hall.
That first hour is a different topic every week that you
right.
talk about, practice
right.
with, discuss.
Right.
And then that second part of the circle is the giving and receiving of messages.
Of messages, sometimes reading, sometimes, yes, in all kinds of different ways.
Upliftment. And it's an unfoldment circle.
Right.
I always liked that it was titled in that way, that it's
right.
an unfoldment, that we are unfolding.
Right. Because the beauty of what spiritualism is about is that it's so optimistic, isn't it?
It is.
That we're born as a soul. We're born as a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We're born with that inner light and life and love. We're not born sinners.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so our life is an unfolding realization of who we really are.
Who we really are.
And our journey to the discovery of the infinite, of God, right?
And it's good to be able to contemplate that and move into a place of bliss in a fellowship.
Right.
That happens in the
yes,
circle with you,
in
especially.
In the circle. When people are so busy in today's world, they come in, and just sitting together,
mm-hmm.
and then meditating together, being together.
Practicing their mediumship and aligning
yeah.
mind, body, spirit for that purpose.
Right.
And so this is a development circle that is held at the Assembly Hall, hosted by the Church of the Living Spirit here in Lilydale. And it's an open circle with a donation for each
$10,
$10 for a wonderful class and a wonderful time with Judith. And you have, you know, through the roof attendance.
Yes.
Every Friday
yes.
that you do this.
Yes.
So if people want more information about the circle, where would they find that?
So on the church, at the church, there's a flyer
mm-hmm.
up on the internet.
Sure. If they go to Church of the Living Spirit
right.
Website, which is here in Lilydale, they can check that out. And it's during the off season. During the season, we're very busy with the many, many activities that Lilydale
yeah.
offers. So this is something that's offered during the off-season time.
Right. And it's called Awaken the Medium in You.
Ah, Awaken the Medium.
Yes.
Yes. In you. And that's
and
a beautiful
thing.
And
they can email me. My email and computer has been off for about a month.
What's the
but
email?
I've been away. So my email is spiritinsights@gmail.com.
Okay, so spiritinsights with an S.
Yes.
At gmail.com. So if anybody's interested in knowing more about that, they can email Judith at that
right.
address. So let's talk about spirit guides. What are spirit guides and teachers? What are they?
Yeah. Good point. Good question. And I think what is maybe startling at first is to realize that they are spirits. They are of a different quality of life
mm-hmm.
than we are. So they may come looking like a person, looking like a material person, but they come from a spirit dimension, spiritual dimension.
Yes, because we live multidimensionally.
Right.
And in fact, if you do more studying about the aura, different levels and layers
right.
of the aura right. are connected to the different planes of existence.
Right.
And so spirit guides are usually of higher plane existence,
mm-hmm.
and they're here to assist us in our life.
Right.
And they take on various roles.
Right. And I think most of us are aware of, I think without realizing perhaps, even before you were interested in mediumship, we were all probably aware, but maybe didn't know we were aware of a presence, like a guardian angel or a protector.
Yes.
Somebody who brought comfort, perhaps, or helped us in a difficult driving condition.
And this is different from a loved one in spirit that's passed over.
Yes.
It's not a family or friend. This is someone who is a higher teacher that's
right.
there to assist you.
Though some people do have spirit loved ones as their guides.
And I think they're more spirit helpers.
Yeah, okay.
In that sense.
Okay.
Yes. And they can mentor them as well. We've got so many teachers available to us, right?
Right, yeah.
Even out here on the earth plane, sometimes our parents, our family, our friends that are our mentors to us. And then we have other teachers that help us through different levels of education or training that we have.
And it's exactly the same, isn't it?
Only on a spiritual level.
On the spiritual level.
Yes. So what are some of the primary spirit guides that we have in our gang, our band, our
right. So they come, we may be only aware of one who is a
spokesperson
for the group. So as mediums, we have a particular one called a gatekeeper, and that guide is the one that kind of takes charge of everything, that makes sure that whatever spirit loved one comes through is the right one for this particular time, for this particular sitter. Their energies also all blend and create a beautiful, beautiful, uplifting environment for both you as the medium, but also for the sitter to experience the sense of the presence of spirit and awaken that soul, the soul deep within. So they know when their loved one comes in that life, that they are truly still existing, that life is eternal. So the gatekeeper is a very, very close to us as mediums, right?
And every day.
Yeah.
I have referred to the gatekeeper, the doorkeeper, as the bouncer. And some people may remember I said that before. It's kind of like the bouncer at a bar that says, that you're not on the list, you can't come in.
Oh.
And keeps things at bay and protects you in that way.
Uh-huh.
So that only the ones that need to come in to your private party, to your private session with a client, are there.
Right. And the old literature, the gatekeeper was called a control.
Yes, it was called a control.
And I've used that some class and that isn't a nice word for today.
For today's time, people get all upset about the word control.
Control.
How about some self-control, people?
So, but it meant that, again, holding to the vibration, holding the energy, guiding with just one's presence.
Yes.
These higher beings of intelligence, they have a wonderful, superior wisdom and compassion. And they're drawn to us. We'll get on to who more of them.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
But they're drawn to us through the law of attraction. There's something in them that we have an affinity for and they have an affinity for. So in some ways, who comes through can show us in a way where we're going. Our higher...
With a higher self.
Self.
Yes.
I love that. So it blends. It's such a beautiful, beautiful synchronicity.
And eventually, as you build up your understanding of your own mediumship abilities, what happens with your gatekeeper is on automatic pilot. You have trust that you've built up with them, that they're not going to let anything in that you don't want in.
Right.
And that they're doing their job, and they do it well. And there's a lovely symbiotic experience that goes on there that you don't always have to be calling them in by name or,
Right.
It's happening behind the scenes, as it were, and that assists.
Right. And sometimes students will say, or people will say, oh, I wish I knew my spirit guide. And it's like they want, it's as if face-to-face, name, particulars, everything, if they're not seeing them in a particular way,
right. They
don't think they're there. But they're there.
They are there, whether
you can sense them,
whether you
sense
get that kind of detail or not.
Right.
And so many people, when it comes to spirit guides, they may see a color first, or they may just be aware of a presence next to them and not see any defining features.
Right.
They just know.
Right.
And so there's a lot that has to happen on a trust level with this initially, especially if someone has not developed clairvoyance, which is seeing of spirit. For them to get upset that they haven't seen spirit or seen their spirit guide, it's like, well, you need to develop that in many ways first.
And just know that they are there.
And trust.
And also sensing your spirit guides. You may just sense the presence, and that's beautiful.
Yes.
Just feeling that elevated state. You know then when you're elevated in that higher presence that there is support there for you. There's guidance and teaching.
Absolutely. I know there are other spirit guides we need to talk about.
Yes. So,
I've got some people that are wanting to ask some questions.
Oh,
okay.
Can
we take one and see if we cover another spirit guide with them?
And then we'll talk about another spirit.
I'm going to take caller ending in 0061. Again, 0061. And welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Mandy. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Wonderful. And what's your question about spirit guides?
Okay. Are you able to connect to my spirit guide this morning?
We're not doing readings today. We're just talking about spirit guides, what the different functions of them are, how they're working in your life.
Okay. All right. Maybe it's best then for me to call back in the future.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes. We're not doing readings. We're not connecting with anyone's spirit guides today. This is an informational show. And so we're talking about how spirit guides work. And so the gatekeeper does a lot for me as a medium and for all mediums and for Judith especially, holding the space for the circle that you do.
Yes. Now, those are that's different in a way. But yes, but let's talk about readings and messages and
let's talk about that.
Sure. And I'm thinking of you doing readings. I'm retired.
Yeah, she's a retired registered medium.
Mm-hmm. That being an instrument of your gate, when you were talking about trust, that really is key, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because as an instrument, you work infused in a way where your vibrations are meshed.
Mm-hmm.
And so you work as one with them. And that's service, and that's the essence, isn't it?
It is.
Of mediumship.
And they're attracted to work with us. Our spirit guides are attracted to work with us because they see that we're ready to take that next step in our spiritual development or in our mediumship and utilize our spiritual gifts, and they're wonderful teachers for that process.
Right.
And before I forget to mention it, when it comes to spirit guides, I've noticed that they will come and go depending on what you need in your life. The teacher that you need in third grade is not the teacher you're going to need in 12th grade, is not going to be the teacher you necessarily need in college and beyond.
Right.
So, you know, things will shift and change with some of the other spirit guides. Not so much the gatekeeper the control there. That one seems to be steady.
I think so much depends on individuals, too.
Yes, it does.
Very interesting. And when you mention teachers, I mean, that is another function, another role of spirit guides, specific people, spirits, who are teachers.
Yes.
And that's their basic purpose for coming to you, is to teach.
Yes.
to be there, and they are elevated presences who've often been through a great deal in their own lifetime.
Yes.
Come from cultures that were evolved, enlightened.
Yes.
And have just what we need to grow and learn.
Absolutely.
So we can always just sit, relax, and go in meditation, or however we can establish that connection, and we can ask.
Yes.
We can ask, ask for anything.
Request.
Yes, yes. And then we open to a whole other dimension of understanding.
We do. And there's a lot of peace that comes from all of that.
Right.
And
right.
You'll get answers to some of your questions, and others are not yet.
Not yet.
You know, again,
they'll come in,
it's all about your timing.
Next day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So besides that, we have the old traditional idea was that there were a fixed number.
Yeah.
12.
Mm-hmm.
Some said 9 in each band.
Yes.
And there was a messenger.
Yes. Explain to them about the messenger. Yes.
Right. So a messenger goes off and finds the people who are needed for the reading or the message.
Almost like wings on the feet and goes. So you would say, I need to connect with so-and-so, and they'll try to bring them in, bring them closer, get a message from them on some level. And, I use the messenger frequently.
It's like when I need my cats in at night, I call on my spirit cats.
Yes, yes.
On the side.
Mm-hmm.
They're little messengers, and they go out. Only they're messengers on this, they come down on this plane and find and kind of urge
herd
my
the cat
back home.
Herding cats. Oh, my goodness.
So
herd them home.
Similar, but I realize it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might as well send someone out to go get it, or if you can't, if the ESP isn't getting through.
Right, right. If I'm not working, they can.
Absolutely.
So then there's the chemist.
Yeah, the chemist.
And I don't know if that was more relevant during physical phenomena. Of course, probably most.
No, it's relevant during mental, if you ask me.
Well, mental, I find, but I'm not, because of the physical phenomena, because it was so, the body was so pivotal in
true.
Terms of with using ectoplasm, that was critical.
So the chemist is like the doctor, is in the sense of getting things in order for your body to do higher vibrational work.
Right.
And as you are shifting in your consciousness and your spiritual development, your body starts to shift. And even to do the work as a medium, I notice my body shifts to do that, especially
definitely.
Because I'm clairsentient.
Right.
So I feel spirit.
Right.
So I have to work with my chemist frequently so that I get what I need from that.
Right.
It's very typical for mediums to have a bit of a crash after doing readings, and they need that kind of grounding. And so many mediums will grab for the sweets, will grab
right.
for the
right.
things that
right.
are grounding in that way that aren't necessary.
Right.
Good. So that's why it's good to be measured in how you're eating and what
it's
you're
eating. It's very important to not only use replenishing, for example, liquids like water when you're doing it and at certain times before and after and so on throughout your day, but also watching your diet, all that kind of thing, exercise.
Yeah.
And sometimes if guides, health guides, sometimes particular chemist, depending, I think, a lot, as you say, on how you're working.
Yes.
And what your body needs are.
Yes, and
yeah.
how that relates to your mediumship and also
yes.
your life outside of mediumship, because
right.
we do have lives outside of being mediums.
Right.
We are human, and
right.
we're still handling those things. And so it's helpful. I think that a chemist is also helpful with medical intuition.
Right.
Not that that's what we specialize here in Lilydale with, but
right.
The idea of medical intuition and helping along those lines, a chemist.
Yeah, so you're taking it to doctor. So sometimes, too, there'll be chemists and doctors.
That's true. They separate.
That I often will see those distinctions there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there are others too. Lots of guides of all kinds.
Absolutely.
That come through for whatever information we need.
I think we'll take another caller real quick and see what they have to ask about with spirit guides. So I'm going to take caller number ending in 7156. Again, caller ending in number 7156. And welcome to the show. Hello, what's your name?
Hello.
And where are you calling? Hello?
Yeah, hi. My name is David, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Thank you for calling in today, David. What's your question about spirit guides?
Yeah, my question about spirit guides is, do you feel as though there's any communication at all between spirit guides? Is there any two-way communication between a person's spirit guides and, let's say, angels or any other type of entities? Or is a spirit guide just strictly more of like a earthbound level, I guess, for lack of a better word? Or do they work in conjunction with each other?
Oh, that's a lovely question.
It is.
And there are differing opinions about that. Some of the more older or traditional beliefs are that spirit guides are basically those who have lived on Earth and are progressing on the higher planes, but are, in that sense, in a human form, or have been in a human form. But as a rule, we broaden that category to include not only the higher beings, like angels, and again, some groups of spiritualists acknowledge angels as spirit guides and teachers. Others don't put such an emphasis. They put angels, archangels, and so on, more in the realm of healers, or just angelic realm presences. They're also, as a rule, there is acknowledgement that animal spirits, color spirits, joy, there are joy guides, elemental guides, fairy, all kinds of different dimensional presences can be our spirit guides and teachers. Even for some, spirit loved ones, people will say, they are their spirit guides and teachers. And again, so it's very open as to what we think of in that category. But the key is who helps us, who is coming, and who understands what our purpose and our needs are. And especially, we work with those who have a higher purpose, who come to uplift humanity and who work with us too, because we too want to serve. So it's a mutual purpose behind our connections, and that's really key.
Mm-hmm.
So if an angelic presence comes and works with you, with your mediumship, that's, in my view, as if not more wondrous than anyone else that you could have. That's beautiful.
And so with spirit guides, I just want to add, it all feels different to me, because I am a feeler. An angelic presence, an angel presence, feels very different vibrationally from a spirit guide, from an ascended master, from a spirit level. To me, they all have vibrational frequency, and not everyone senses spirit on that level, but that's how I do it, and that's helped me in the hierarchy, so that during a reading, I know the difference. So that's how I would answer your question. Does that help you, David?
Oh, yes, definitely. It absolutely does. Thank you, ladies.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling in today.
Give me a cue, please.
Pardon? What? What did you say, Judith?
Well, I would add that, yes, I clairsentience is how I pick up, and that's how we do it in the group. we pick up the kind of presence who's there.
Yes.
We pick it up vibrationally, and so you can tell the fineness or the level, if you like, of the plane.
Yes, the plane of existence.
For
yes,
vibrationally.
Have a different vibrational
but
frequency.
Then we would just, some may just expand.
Yes.
The spirit guide and teacher includes any.
Sure.
Any plane, so it would include the higher, the angelic as well as the, so for example, the National Spiritualist Union is a group that definitely acknowledges angels as part of their.
Yes.
So that's why I was.
Right.
I
agree
to be
with
inclusive.
That. Yeah. And there, you know, that's why, you know, when it comes to spirit guides and teachers,
right.
they take different forms.
Yeah.
And that's why I especially enjoyed the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull, because I felt like in that book it was a easy way for people to understand the concept of ascended masters,
right.
The concept of people then helping, going to different planes of existence and helping
right.
those that needed it
right.
in that time, in their spiritual development, in their learning
right.
on that particular plane.
Right.
So.
And it's interesting because there are so many differing views as well.
Yes.
So.
And that's why I think it's good to be well read and go to classes and
yeah.
and have
so
a sense of the different ways.
Yeah. And then your own way is your way.
Yes. But, you know, Leadbeater and Alice Bailey, you know, the idea of different planes of existence, I think that is helpful for people if they want to read. It's a bit dry to read, though. if you really want to do it, you can. Or you could read Judith's book.
Yes.
And Judith's book is To Touch the Soul, How to Become a Medium. And she has things about how to unfold spiritually, but also about spirit guides, like we're talking. That's,
yeah.
that's a chapter that's yes. in there as well.
Partly. And also on the higher plane.
On the higher plane.
Yeah.
On the higher
yeah.
plane.
So that's great.
Let's talk about a few more things. And
yeah.
I know we've got more callers we want to get to, but
okay.
what else do we want to talk about with spirit guides? Because we have other ones, too.
Right. What other ones are you thinking of?
Well, I...
Oh, well, let me just say...
Okay, go
first,
ahead.
What's important for me
yeah.
is that for each band, for each... phase, for example, we're talking about readings and messages.
Yes.
When we talk about a particular gatekeeper working the way that ensures that spirit loved ones come through who are right for that person for the session.
Yes.
Now, there are other phases of mediumship, spirit writing, spirit art, spirit speaking.
Yes, excellent points. Yes.
All of those, spirit photography. And for each one of those, we have different bands. So our spirit writers, for example, inspirers, are a different group because they influence, still our inner senses, our soul senses, but they also influence our arm.
Yes.
And so speech, this is the chakra here, is connected to the arm, so
mm-hmm.
it makes sense that they can influence that writing.
Excellent.
As they influence it. So I think that's exciting to know. And the other interesting thing when we're talking about gatekeeper, and you mentioned teaching.
Yes.
My gatekeeper from doing messages and readings was a shepherd.
Oh,
from
nice.
A past life.
Nice.
Not glamour, you know.
Very, no, not glamour.
I mean, they lived a hard life out in the open and all of that.
Yes,
so when I was asking about teachers for my teaching,
mm-hmm.
working as an instrument to teach mediums, one day he came to me and said, I'm now working with you as a teacher. So his role, he shifted his role, and I sensed his presence as a different kind of vibration.
Yes.
And in a different kind of locale
mm-hmm.
in my consciousness. So,
yeah,
so again, as a teacher, again, a different, whole different band of teachers,
and
spirit guides and teachers.
I, my... I thought it was interesting when I was really developing and working with spirit guides early on. My mother and I found out that we shared a spirit guide.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, wonderful.
I was like, Mom, I met this spirit guide, and this is better. And she's like, that's mine. So it's possible, you know, they are working with more than one person.
Yeah.
You can still feel that's special. Good. It's okay.
Yeah.
So that can happen. Also, I've had people who have passed that are writers, that are scientists, that are ministers. Those kind of people have helped people here on the earth plane with inventions, with helping and guiding and shepherding people through their lives.
Yeah.
So that happens, and it's really exciting when that happens. I remember a reading with a gentleman, and a scientist came through, and he's like, this is so exciting because he's helping me to write this science book. And so he was able to confirm that.
That's great. Yeah.
You know, mostly I don't focus on connecting with spirit guides in a reading or in message work because they're not verifiable for people. I try to focus on their family, their friends, their pets, those kind of things.
Yeah.
But so it was really exciting to have a spirit guide be recognized by the client and in such a definable way.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I know we should take another question.
Oh, we should take some. Okay.
We've got a, let's see. I'm going to go with caller number with the ending in 0569. Again, 0569. And we're going to see. welcome to the show. Oh, let's see. I thought I did it. Hello. I have to do it again. Hello. Welcome to the show. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Laura. I'm calling from South Carolina. I had two questions. With spirit guides, when you're around someone that can cause you harm or seems to be almost, as they say, a psychic vampire, do your spirit guides seem to like step aside so that you can, or step in front to protect you, generally speaking? Because the ability seems to shut down when you're around those type of people. At least that's what I've noticed with me. Does that make
so
any sense?
It's your question, because it's your bringing up a guide we didn't talk about.
Your protector.
Yes. So,
sorry about that.
No, that's good.
Yeah, you're bringing up one that is very, very important. It isn't there are different ways to look at a protector. On the one hand, when we're growing and developing mediumship, we can be very vulnerable to environment, to different energies that perhaps aren't always beneficial for us. And we have guides that strengthen and help us with, on the unseen level, strengthen our aura, strengthen our inner life, our soul life, so that we can follow our path and not get drawn away or drained or in some get out of touch with who we are. So these presences and angels and archangels, all kinds of animals, all kinds of different spirits can be our protector. And surround us. Some people every day pray, or when they're standing in the shower, call on a higher presence to keep the white light around them throughout the day, or the purple or whatever, a higher light.
Mm-hmm.
There is another side, though, to your question and to the whole issue of protection, psychic self-defense, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And the key there really is the development of our own inner strength, our own inner connection to God and spirit, so that when we meet up with situations in our lives, we're expressing love and pouring out our positive uplifting energy to the world. We're giving instead of being passive recipients of whatever is coming to us. So there is a sense in which nothing can harm us. Do you see what I'm saying?
Ultimately, because we are souls.
Because
well, you know, we can lovingly and firmly deal with people, and I think it's important to have healthy boundaries.
So
with all of that, and our protector, our spirit guide protector, can assist with that.
Right.
And also our connection with God.
Yeah.
And knowing that we can all call upon that to see us in the lion's den. You know, like Daniel in the lion's den. When you go in that lion den, you want to get yourself as zen as you can. And not be afraid, and not let that fear be fed with that.
So with
you
the
have
caller,
to not leave them any energy to do that with.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with the caller, if when you're talking about the lion's den, or if there is a particular situation that's frightening or depleting or that's really challenging, which is what it sounds like with you, the caller. Is it David?
No, it's Mark.
Oh. That's when sometimes we may choose also to not to move to a different space, to just not have contact until with some situations or some people.
Yeah.
Especially if you're new to the spiritual path or if you're journeying.
And we do tend to be more sensitive and possibly even hypersensitive as intuitives.
Right.
So it's important to get those healthy boundaries and to set yourself up with a protector.
Right.
But also know that you are, and that if somebody's reacting in those ways, there are methods. And I think we'll talk about that in another show.
Yeah, that's a whole show. Is that helpful,
Is that helpful to you?
Yeah, it was. That was very
good.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're
Thank
very
you.
Welcome. Thanks for calling in today. I know we just have a few minutes left.
Oh, really?
Time goes so fast. And we've got other people that may want to call in. But we only have a few minutes left. And why don't we talk about the fact that you have a workshop coming up?
Oh, okay.
We should mention that.
I was going to say, too, how to connect with spirit.
Oh, yes, we need to talk about that. Go ahead and say that.
Okay. So it's really important to relax, be in a place where you can, if you want to connect with spirit, be in a place that's peaceful, that's free from interference, your special place where you meditate, relax. When you relax, your busy mind, your conscious mind, dissolves, and you're more in that alpha state, in that state of consciousness, where you can then attune to the unseen. So don't think that you can't because you're not doing it with your normal conscious mind. You need to take the time to be in that relaxed, quiet, serene state.
Mm-hmm.
And then meditation, guided meditation, then can take you there, where you learn to, or you just simply can, let go of this earthly presence and allow.
It goes so fast.
Yeah. So let the guided meditation take you there. And
there are wonderful guided meditations.
Yeah, that can help you.
I know you have things in the
book
that are also helpful
in
connecting with a spirit guide and
be
in that purposeful space of saying a prayer and asking your spirit guides to come close and just paying attention to what you're given and not thinking in a moment about it. You're going to have plenty of time to think about it later. And just enjoy what's unfolding. And it is a process. It's not something that you're going to know everything about your spirit guide at that particular time. I want to mention do this workshop that's coming up. And the title of it is
In the Service of God and Spirit. It's about how to develop your mediumship.
How to develop mediumship, and it's in April, right?
April the 6th to the 9th here in Lilydale.
It's over a weekend, right?
It's over a weekend, yes. And it's up on Lilydale Assembly website.
Yes, it's one of the spring classes at Lilydale Assembly. So if you go to lilydaleassembly.org, you can find information about Judith's workshop, a wonderful mediumship. She's a wonderful mediumship teacher.
Thank you.
I can't speak more highly. Time goes so fast. So tune in next week. I'll be having Tom Kratzley as my special guest. We're going to be talking about Andrew Jackson Davis, who worked with spirit guides and who was an amazing, amazing medium and intuitive. So I really hope you can tune in next week, same time, same channel. And I appreciate
you,
that you were here today, Judith.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. It's just been a blessing.
As always,
it goes so quickly.
We
could talk all day on
we
it.
We could.
We could.
We could. So thank you so much for listening in, and we'll see you next week, everyone.